right, let's continue with our lessons.
我们继续下去哈，提醒一下哈，最好同学大家哈注意知道哈，因为不好意思哈，给那个老师等我们哈，特别住校的同学。
Let's go back to our table of contents if we can.
我们再回去看那个目录。
What page should we be on now?
Roman numeral 7,
the very near the bottom. All right, the reasons against unseparated marriage with the heathen.
继续说这个例子哈，关于这个不义者方面的。
We're going to be discussing so the purpose, the reasons against unseparated marriages that concern God, first of all.
这个就是观点啊，上帝的观点。
The purpose so the people will not transgress.
因为他们得罪上帝。
You have an unseparated marriage with a heathen, you will tend to transgress and sin.
据说你如果没有分别，那你就会得罪上帝。
So the people will not turn away from him.
因为他们就不会的，他们就离开神。I thought we will start from 19. Yeah, the second session, right? From 19 to 21 now.
Maybe you're okay.
Yeah, it's still on top.
I'm sorry, on top. Pardon me. Let's go back to Roman numeral 7. You're absolutely right. Examples of separated marriage, yes. And so that would be... Did we take that up this morning?
We just finished 18, so we are moving from 19 to 21 this class.
Okay, examples. Marriage remaining purpose of a wife, to be a helper, and to meet a need.
So 一个太太的那个目的就成为她的帮助，要供应她的需要。
The nature of a wife.
太太的那个性质。
Eve was taken from the man.
她是从那个男人的那个拿下。
And Eve was a similar creature to the man.
这个夏娃跟亚当呢是一样的一种。
And then the number of wives.
讲到那个太太哈的数字。
And the wife was singular, one just one.
这个是单数的这个太太。
And one flesh is singular.
然后讲到一体也是单位。
Examples of separated marriages.
讲到分别啊，婚姻方面的分别的一些例子。
Old Testament examples, for instance.
从旧约的例子。
Separated marriage of the parents of Moses.
其实摩西的父母亲。
Separated marriage of Elizabeth and Naomi.
Elimelech and Naomi.
And the New Testament examples of separated marriage.
在新约的一些例子
Zacharias and Elizabeth
据说那个撒迦利亚跟伊丽莎伯
Separated marriage of Joseph and Mary
讲到约瑟跟玛利亚
Separated marriage of Aquila and Priscilla
讲到海西拉跟雅基亚
And then separated marriages rather with the heathen
从二十页开始就讲说跟那个不信主的人
Teaching against unseparated marriages with the heathen
就是教导关于这个要分别出来，不可以跟这个重婚的事情。
Teachings against unseparated marriages by the patriarchs.
从先祖的教导。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And teaching against unseparated marriages by pre-exilic teaching.
被掳之前的教导。
Before the exile.
就是他们还没有被掳之前。
Moses teaching to Israel against unseparated marriages.
从摩西的教导。
And Joshua's teaching to Israel against unseparated marriages.
约书亚。
Samson's parents teaching to Samson against unseparated marriages.
还有参孙的父母亲自己教导他的儿子参孙。
And teaching against unseparated marriages by post-exilic marriages.
二十一页开始也是讲到这个被掳之后的教导。
Ezra's teaching against unseparated marriages.
这个以斯拉的教导。
And Nehemiah's teaching against unseparated marriages.
还有尼希米的教导。
And the reasons against unseparated marriages with the heathen.
然后讲到这些的理由。
and reasons that concern God.
譬如说我们啊，从圣经的啊，从上帝的啊，
教导。I guess this morning we should have begun chapter 3 with the table of contents. All right, let's move on to page number.
我们在讲第十九页。
Is there a page number now?
19.
Number 19, that's right, number 19. Examples of separated marriages.
Before that,
do we have other questions that we might have before we do? Yes?
In the Bible, Daniel's 19 is one child. Is it 1 month in the family?
Ah, 这个这个生命什么时候开始？当这个小孩一个月或是怎么样？从哪生命从什么时候开始
？I believe though the scriptures don't specify. I believe the life begins at conception.
其实怀孕的时候就是生命的开始，受孕。
I know that when Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist.
当那个伊丽莎不是那个那个世袭约翰的母亲。
They leaped in her womb and was happy, and therefore was alive, whatever month that was.
不知道当时候多大。
But the world will not agree with that. They say that life does not begin at any other time.
但是世界不是说生命是从那个受孕的时候开始。
But we see some pictures of the little babies in the womb.
我们知道那个看到那个小婴孩在那个那个母亲的。
Different motions and different things. Absolutely, life.
他们已经在动，那个已经是生命的开始。
But if life begins at conception,
当那个受孕的时候，生命已经开始了。
Then that is a conclusion that the world does not accept.
这个不是世界所能接受的。
And that's why the morning after pill is accepted by most people.
所以有一些人呢，他们就说那个早上呢吃的那个药啊，就是叫做 morning after pill。
And certainly the killing of the baby after conception。
就是说可能已经受孕了，那把吃这个药呢，把它堕胎。
Does not seem as gross as after the baby is a few more months along。
这个也是等于说那个，据说那个婴孩。已经长大了，或是有几个月了。
Yet, if life does begin at conception,
这个生命是从受孕的时候就开始。
It's murder of a life, no matter how many months or weeks or days the baby is.
所以当时候一个月，无论哪一个时间。
As I say, the Bible does not teach us exactly the details of that.
圣经没有说很清楚的这个很细节的关于这个生命的开始。
But.That must be a conviction that you have and you hold.
这个是你个人的那种的说
服。You must make up your own decision as to your view on that.
你要决定你这样的观点。
Other questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
In most law, is it specifically mentioned that it's...But Moses' law specifically mentions one man and one wife, and one man and one woman constitute a marriage. In other words, can you have more than one wife? Because David has many wives, very many wives. Do you understand my question? In other words, is it specified in Moses' law how many wives can you have?翻译，对不起。我是说摩西的律法里头有没有讲是一夫一妻
？It's assumed that there's one man and one woman.
他是就是被接纳的哈，就是一男一女。
Because he talks about divorce.
因为他讲到有那个那个离婚的事情。
The Lord Jesus refers back to Moses' law, you remember, in the Gospel.
他主耶稣也有说那个摩西有这样的想法，他的律法。
He said under Moses' law, a man could divorce his wife.
就说摩西的律法说可以休妻。
But I say unto you, and then he gives a different picture.
主耶稣这样告诉他们。
So he assumes that there was a one wife to divorce.
他因为讲到是 一夫一妻，那么有讲到那个休妻的事情。
The Lord Jesus said, let him write a bill of divorce.
据说可以写那个休妻的书。
Yet in the time of Abraham and those times and Solomon,
在亚伯拉罕在所罗门王的时代
，many wives were possessed.
有很多的那个妻子。
That does not make it right.
也不是因为这样就是对。
700 wives, 300 concubines, plus Pharaoh's daughter.
他那个所罗门王有
1001 women.
就是有这么多的女人。
The scripture said his wives turned away his heart.
但是这些妻子就是他的心远离上帝。
And he followed evil gods and idolatry.
他就来敬拜偶像。
So that's a question many people wonder, why did some of the patriarchs and early people in the Old Testament have so many wives?
那么就说那个先祖时代有这些人呢，他们娶了很多的妻子。
Though God allowed it, he did not specify it or say that he was for it.
因为上帝虽然可以说是那个容许他们这样做的这个事情，但是不是上帝这样指定。
Nowhere in the scripture does it say man is to have more than one wife, husband.
那么圣经没有说你可以娶很多妻子。
The only exception is if the wife dies, he's free to marry again.
据说有妻子过世那个就可以再娶。
So if that's the case, these who had more wives in the Old Testament were wrong.
据说在圣经中的这些圣经人物呢，旧约的圣经人物娶了很多妻子，这个不是对。
That was polygamy.
这个是说二夫多妻的事情。
From two Greek words, poly, which is many.
据说很多。
Is marriage, many marriages.
据说很多的那个婚姻。
And usually it's polygyny.Polygyny.
据说 poly 据说很多嘛。
From two Greek words, poly, many, gyne, women, polygyny, many women, a wife.
很多多妻。
There are some cultures that believe in polyandry.
那么有一些社会的人，他们接受的。
Two Greek words, poly, many, andry, many men, many husbands.
有一些是采取那个很多丈夫。
But whether it's polygyny, polygamy, or polyandry, all is not in Scripture.
这个全部都是在圣经中没有这样的教导。
Nothing is commenced or agreed to in the Bible of any of these combinations.
圣经没有这样说，可以娶这么多妻子那个丈夫。
They're all against the scriptural standards and morals.
这个是跟圣经的那个教导有冲突。
Now we can't outdo what they did. In the Old Testament,
这个是那个旧约有做这些圣经人物有做过。
It's history.
这个是已经是历史。
But we can follow our New Testament standards.
那么我们可以根据那个新约的教导。
And do our best to fulfill them to walk according to them.
那么我们要遵守这样的教导。
Other question.
老师，我问一下，在中国大陆，他现在要求。
What do you think of the one-child policy in China?
One-child policy is certainly abnormal.
这个是反常的。
It's certainly different than God would have.
这个不是上帝所指定的。
And to have the women forcibly abort and kill their babies is sin.
这个据说故意据说这些女人怀孕以后还要堕胎。
It's the same sin as in the time of Moses.
就是跟摩西时代的事情。
When Pharaoh did not want any too many children to be born.
因为那个法老王就反对有这么多男子出生。
So he told especially the men, the males, kill them.
特别是男的婴孩就把他杀死。
And the ones that dealt with the Jewish women didn't abide by that rule.
他们就这些犹太人呢，他们不遵守这样的律法。
That's how Moses was born.
这个摩西不是长子。
So, It's unfortunate that China has that rule of one child.
据说很可悲，据说中国那个实行这样的一个儿子的一个孩子的那个制度。
Now, if that rule were here in this country,
如果这样的法律在美国这个地方，
and if it were applied to the Muslim families,
如果来针对这些回教徒，
they would not have 7, 8, or 9, or 10 children.
他们就不会有七八九个孩子。
And in 20 years, they would not take over an entire nation.
据说他们越来生的孩子越多，那么将来就来控制。
We already have a Muslim president, but he's a silent Muslim president.
He has, 那个美国现在的总统奥巴马可以说是那个伪教徒，他是比较安静。
In 20 years, because of the increase of the number of children for the Muslims, Muslims will take over our entire nation.
那么将来呢，就是这些伪教徒呢来统治这个国家。
They'll have president, they'll have governors, they have all different things total.
就是完全是由这些伪教徒来控制。
They'll have Sharia law established.
就有这样的律法来设置。
Sharia law is evil and wicked, indeed.
就是这样不恶的这些律法。
They will murder Christians. They will murder Jews.
他们会杀死这些基督徒，这些犹太人。
They will kill everybody that's not a Muslim.
如果不是伪教徒，他们就会把他们杀死。
So that's the other extreme. Too many children.
就是太多的小孩。
One child.
跟那个一个小孩的事情。
But you can't limit that.
你不能这样的设定。
There's no limit. Some Christian people have more children than others.
有一些基督徒有比其他的人多一些小孩。
We have a lady in our church that had, I think, 7, maybe 8 children.
我们教会有一个姐妹，他们夫妻有两七八个小孩。
We have only 5, which is a very small number.
5
We have a friend in the ministry in Connecticut.
在那个康州有一个同工。
I think he had 16 children.
已经有16个。How about Dr. Christian Spencer?
Yes.
Yeah, he got a lot.
How many did he have?
Maybe 12 or what?
Maybe not, I don't know, maybe 6, 10, 12, maybe not sure.
Yeah. 那个 Dr. Spencer 也是很多小孩。
So, there's no... There's no rule in the number of children.
没有据说这样的规定。But because, is it because of some of the Christians don't believe in family planning, so this kind of thing happened? The family planning thing, 那个家庭计划，有一些人就生很多小孩。
That's true. Of course, the Roman Catholic planning, family planning, the Roman Catholics, of course, do not believe in family planning, or
就是说有些那个天主教徒，他们不采取有这样家庭计划的事情。
That is, the church teaches they should not have family planning. They should not have.
就是罗马天主教的那个。
I'm sure many Catholics do not follow the church.
我们深信很多那个天主教徒，没有跟从这样他们罗马天主教的那个教导。
So that all is subject to change and subject to people's views and their words.
譬如说他们是个人的那种的意见，他们的做法。
But the Bible doesn't talk about these such things as planning or not planning.
圣经没有说这个家庭计划的这个事情。
Other questions? All right. We haven't answered those fully, but we tried.
我们尽量来回答这样的问题。
Let's go to page number 19, examples of separated marriages.
这个十九页，我们的讲义关于这个婚姻的分别论的一些例子。
Lessons on separation the marriage from Eden.
这个是从那个伊甸园开始的，关于这个婚姻的分别论。
God himself created Adam and put him in the garden.
上帝创造了那个亚当，把他放在那个伊甸园。
He created Eve from Adam.
他创造了那个夏娃是从那个亚当的肋骨来的。
From his rib.
从他的肋骨后抽出来，来造这个夏娃。
And that was the first marriage.
这个是上帝的设定的这个第一个婚姻。
It's interesting about some of the characteristics of this first marriage.
就是这个第一个婚姻。
The purpose of a wife was certainly a helper in life.
这个上帝所设定的这个配偶是要帮助他。
This was a separated marriage because there were godly people, there were not heathen people.
据说因为他们都是属于主的，不是那个不信主。
Adam needed a helper.
因为亚当需要一个配偶来帮助他。
And he had to create a woman, Eve, to be that helper.
他需要找这个夏娃来帮助他。
Notice God did not create Eve until after he created the heavens, the earth, all fish and light, and dry land, sun, moon, and stars, and all the creatures.
这个是当上帝创造这些天地哈，这些光，这些陆地太阳等等哈，这些的东西。
And Adam, the first man, he created, and the dust of the ground.
他从那个尘土呢来造这个亚当。
And of all the animals he created, there was not a single one that could be the proper one for Adam.
他上帝所创造的这个动物哈，不是帮助他，适合来帮助他。
He had to make Eve his helper special.
他要特别的造出这个夏娃来成为他的配偶来帮助他。
And he created woman to meet a need.
因为他要这个夏娃来帮助他，来供应他的需要。
He needed companionship and fellowship.
他需要有人来陪他，来跟他有交通。
He needed somebody to talk to.
他也需要有人来跟他讲话。
He had to be a good listener.
他也要是会很倾听别人的人。
Sometimes she may talk too much.
有的时候讲太多话。
Not that you ladies ever talk too much. But Adam had to be a good listener, though, didn't he?
所以那个亚当啊，是要很会听别人。
He needed also someone to produce after his own kind.
就是他有这样的需要来生养众多。
So for that purpose, God made Eve.
所以就是这样，上帝造了那个夏娃。
Now the nature of his wife.
这个他的太太的那个性质是什么呢？第二
，taken from man，
是从这个男人嘛所抽出来的。
He didn't have theistic evolution in mind。
他这个时候呢，没有想说是这个预定，不是预定论，这个evolution 那个什么进化论嘛。
The theory, maybe you're not familiar with theistic evolution.
Theistic 是那个，据说从那个神学的那个角度来看，这个创造论。
But that teaches that you had an animal.
你有那个动物。
And from the animal, man came from.
据说就是人是从动物来的。
Like an ape or something, some man.
据说从那个猴子。
This is false.Teaching.
这个是不对的教导。
So he made woman from the rib of Adam.
所以他是从那个上帝造这个夏娃呢，是从那个亚当的肋骨造出来。
The word Adam made from Adma, which means dust.
据说亚当这个名字呢，就意思是那个尘土。
But he was not made from dust, but from his rib.
这个。夏娃被造出来是从亚当的身上所取得的骨造。
Notice also the nature of his wife, who was a similar creature to the man.
这个夏娃呢，她也是被造的。
Similar.
跟那个男人一样。
Important to be similar.
就是最重要就是一样的。
Because if you were not similar, then you couldn't talk with her and fellowship with her.
如果不一样呢，就不能跟她沟通。
And so the similarity had to be there.
所以就是要有一样的东西。
She had the same number of teeth and hands and feet and toes and eyes and ears and so forth as Adam.
相似哈，是一样的， 有这些鸭翅手等等啊，加眼睛。
Similar facial features. Last of a similar number of years.
也是脸上哈的这些啊，口罩很相似，也是有能啊活得好几年。
Similar brain structure and size, similar nature and stature and height.
就是一样的那个身材这些啊结构这个 size.
With the exception of distinct sexual differences, she was alike in almost every major aspect of the man.
就是不一样的，就是这个性别的不一样，然后他各方面呢就是相似的。
Now the question is, what about the number of wives?
那么第三呢，就讲到这个太太的那个数目是多少呢
？Separated marriage has just one wife at a time。
据说分别出来，这个婚姻方面分别出来就是一夫一妻。
I say one wife at a time. When the wife dies, the husband is free to marry again。
就是据说太太过世以后，那才可以再去。
But the word wife is singular, just one。
这个。太太呢是单字的单数的。
So the question is marriage in separated states monogamous or polygamous?
据说那个所设定的是一夫一妻或是两夫多妻的制度。
It's true. What the question is, why did the patriarchs have more than one wife?
那么为什么这些那个先祖呢，他们有多一个多妻？
We talked about that earlier. Were they justified in this?
是不是这样可以说他们很有理由在这个情况之下？
I don't believe they were justified. I think it was wrong scripturally.
我知道这个是不对的，因为圣经有这样的教导。
It was not a separated type of marriage.
不是在婚姻这方面有分别出来。
Any more than polygamy today would be God's pattern for marriage.
据说多妻的不是上帝所指定。
Some of the Mormons believe in polygamy, many wives.
那个摩门教他们接纳这个多妻的。
We don't believe that's scriptural.
我们不相信这圣经有这样的教导。
That may be authorized by our government, so who knows?
可能以后可以有这个政府可以定这样的律法。
A government that authorizes one man with another man or one woman with another woman to marry.
已经有这个同性恋他们所接受的。
They now authorize many women.Polygamy.
可能以后会说可以多妻的制度。
Where will it stop?
什么时候能停止呢
？So the wife is singular.
所以这个太太这个字是单数的。
Then the expression one flesh is also singular.
讲到一体这个字呢，也是单数的。
They made them one flesh.
去把它造二人成为一体。
So it's a proof of a monogamous one marriage rather than a polygamous form of marriage.
这个来证明说上帝是要这个一夫一妻的制度，而不是多妻的制度。
Lord Jesus Himself said, "The two shall be one flesh." Mark chapter 10.
在马可福音第十章七到第九节，主耶稣也有说过，二人成为一体。
One man, one woman.
一夫一妻，一男一女。
And the two or three wives instead of one is not scriptural.
这个多妻的不是上帝的旨意。
And then examples of separated marriage.
从旧约当中有一些例子关于这个婚姻的分别论。
The Old Testament examples of separated marriage, first of all.
在旧约呢，就讲说这个婚姻是有分别出来。
The parents of Moses were separated marriage.
我们知道这个摩西的父母亲是有分别出来。
They are very clear that were together, children of Amram and Jochebed.
就是他们摩西的父母亲安兰跟的那个约基别。
They were man of the house of Levi and a daughter of Levi, the same tribe.
他们是从那个利未支派来的两个人。
They didn't marry Canaanites or heathen people.
他们也没有跟那个迦南人结婚，或是那些不信者。
So this was an example of a separate marriage, Moses' mother and father.
就是摩西自己的父母亲在婚姻方面有分别出来。
It's an example of marriage today.
好像今天的婚姻。
They did not marry unsaved or heathen partners.
他没有跟那个不信的人结婚。
Then the separated marriage of Elimelech and Naomi.
另外一个就是亚尼米勒跟那个拿拿欧。
They were also similar in nature. They were Jews.
他们都是犹太人。
And they were both from Bethlehem, Judah.
他们都是从伯利恒来的。
So instead of marrying heathen, they married fellow Israelites.
他们是就是犹太人，两个都是犹太人。
Now the New Testament examples of separated marriages.
还有在那个新约也有这些的例子。
Separated marriage of Zacharias and Elizabeth.
那个撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯。
John the Baptist's mother and father.
就是施洗约翰的父母亲。
It was a pattern of not outside of the Jewish faith, but within the house of Aaron, the priestly family.
他们也是从那个祭司的那个家庭啊出来的。
And then separated marriage of Joseph and Mary.
还有那个约瑟跟玛利亚的婚姻。
Another example of separation in marriage.
他们也是讲说这个是一个例子，关于这个婚姻的分别。
Joseph was of the house of David, and Mary also was of the house of David.
这个约瑟跟玛利亚也是都是大卫的家来。
And though Joseph was not the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was the foster father or the legal father.
虽然不是他那个这个约瑟是主耶稣亲生的那个父亲，但是他在养育他。
But the marriage was separated marriage equals.
他们的婚姻是分别出来。
Then the separated marriage of Aquila and Priscilla.
就是说白希拉跟亚希拉的那个婚姻。
Aquila was from Pontus.
这个亚希拉是从那个 Pontus 的这个地方来的。
And lately his wife Priscilla, Claudius had commanded the Jews to leave Rome.
他的太太是从那个罗马来，离开了罗马的地方。
Both were very likely Jews, separated together.
虽然也是那个犹太人。
And their hospitality is mentioned by Paul.
特别他们有那种好客的心。
And they had love for Christian fellowship and all the saints.
他们付出这样的爱，特别那些圣徒。
So these are marriages, Old Testament, New Testament, separated godly marriage.
就是很有敬虔那种的婚姻，有分别出来。
Yes, question.
How about Ruth and Boaz?
那个罗德跟那个 Boaz 呢？
Yes.
Ruth.
Ruth and Boaz.
路德。
Yes, Ruth, that was an unequal marriage. We'll get to that, I think, a little bit later on that. But yes, Boaz being, I guess he was a Jewish man, but Ruth, she was a Moabite.
也是犹太人，那个但是路德那是那个摩押的名字。
It's interesting. There are, I think, three women that were heathen women mentioned in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在主耶稣的这个大卫的后裔当中，也有三个是外邦。
See if we can remember. One, Ruth was one.
路德。
Rahab the harlot was another.
拉拉。
Who was the third? I believe there's a third. My wife would remember, she knows those women.
What?
Tamar, yes. Tamar, that's right. All right. Any other questions before we...
有没有其他的问题？
All right, the marriages with the heathen.
二十页的下面哈，就是跟那个不信者的那个婚姻。
There's definite teaching against unseparated marriages with heathen.
这个说跟那个不信者的那个教导哈，要跟他们有分别出来。
It's interesting, the lady that takes care of our room at the motel.
那么她住的在那个旅馆那边有一个人在帮他们洗澡。
This is what he said. She has two children, but she's not divorced.
他有两个儿子。
And she married a Pakistani.
她是跟那个Pakistani爱斯坦来的。
And she said the ways are so different, they just split up and divorced.
他们据说他们的想法很不一样，所以他们就分开。
That doesn't mean that you cannot get along even if it's a Pakistani, but that's an illustration.
这个就是一个例子哈，据说文化各方面不一样。
Of different nations, Mary.
就是不同的国家来的。
But even people that are in the United States, Mary, they still don't understand. They get divorced and so on.
也是在美国，虽然同样的文化，也是会有发生这个离婚的事情。
Teaching against unseparated marriages by the patriarchs, first of all.
这个就是因为先祖呢，他们也有这样去做。
So Abraham, still an old man, he wanted his son to be married properly.
据说亚伯拉罕已经老了，他要他的那个儿子嘛，以撒。
And he did not want Isaac to take a wife from the heathen around about him.
他就在那边呢，不想他来在那个不信主的这个环境当中呢，娶别的女子。
That would be against the word of God and the wishes of God.
因为他知道这个是犯上帝的那个违反上帝的旨意。
So he sent his servant back to Ur the Chaldees or to wherever he came from.
去他要他回去他的那个家乡去太阳。
Probably paid in Aram.
可能是那个那个地方。
To get a wife and a bride for Isaac.
就是当为他来娶这个媳妇。
It could be a racial reason, could be a religious reason.
可能是种族的那个事情，或是一个那个婚姻。
And Isaac passed out information on to his son Jacob as well.
那么以撒也把这个事情也交代他的儿子。
They did not want unseparated marriage.
他们不想要有这样在婚姻方面的分别。他没有把这个事情。
On the other hand, Esau took a wife from the daughters of Heth, a heathen Hittite nation.
但是他的儿子以扫呢，却娶了那个不信主的这个 Hittite 这个侧人的那个女儿。
And that was a grief of mind to his parents.
他这样就令他的父母亲很伤心。
Esau was.He attempted finally to please his parents and married another of Ishmael's descendants.
那么后来那个以扫又娶，为着讨好他的父母亲呢，就娶了那个以实玛利的那个后裔，二十一夜了。
It's clear in the time of patriarchs that they were married the same type of people.
就是说，在先祖的时代当中呢，他们是娶那个他们本族的人。
Then the teaching against unseparated marriages and the pre-exile teaching before the exile.
他们被还没有被掳之前的教导哈，关于这个要是反对那个没有分别论。
Moses teaching to Israel against unseparated marriages.
摩西有这样的教导。
After God renewed the covenant to Moses in Exodus 34.
这个出埃及记三十四章呢，当上帝跟那个摩西再次的立约。
It was very clear in telling them not to take any Canaanite wives.
就是特别的交代他们不要娶那个迦南的女子。
And should not marry any of the heathen people around about.
他们不能娶这个外邦人。
He said they would teach them idolatry.
因为他们会把他们的偶像来影响他们祭拜偶像。
He even repeated this to the next generation in Deuteronomy 7.
就是在那个生命记的第七章三到四节。
Both generations were told don't have unseparated marriage.
他们一直在交代下一代不可以这样做。
And Joshua's teaching to Israel against unseparated marriages.
约书亚也有这样的教导。
He was very clear to not marry the heathen.That lived around about.
去他们进入迦南地之后，不要去当地的这些外邦人。
He told Israel to love the Lord their God exceedingly.
他告诉这些以色列人要爱他们的上帝。
And not to marry these heathen Canaanites.
跟这些迦南的女子结婚。
Because they would turn away their heart from the Lord.
因为是他们会远离上帝，他们会敬拜这些的偶像。
And then Samson's parents teaching to Samson against separated marriages.
参孙的父母亲也自己教导参孙。
At the time of the judges, there was a clear teaching on marriage being separated.
在史诗时代的时候呢，他们有很清楚的交代关于这个要在婚姻方面的分别。
The Samson's parents told Samson not to marry this woman of Timnath.
那么那个父母亲呢，参孙的父母亲呢，在史诗记十四章已经有交代，那个很清楚的交代这个参孙不可以娶这个提纳的那个女子。
She was a Philistine whom he had come to love.
她是一个非利士人，但是她却爱上了他。
He said, "Wasn't there a woman of the daughters of his brethren?" Jews, he could marry.
那么父母亲也问他说：“你在我们的本族当中没有找到
？”Not this pagan unbeliever.
那么你为什么要娶这个外邦
人 ？Samson married her anyway.
所以那个参孙也跟他结婚。
Then the teaching against unseparated marriages by post-exile teaching after the exile.
像第二十一页下面哈第三点，关于这个被掳之后的教导。
So after the return of Israel from the captivity in Babylon, there's more teaching on the subject of separated marriage.
当他们回来以后呢，他的这个还是有这样的教导。
Both Ezra and Nehemiah had this teaching.
那个以斯拉跟那个尼希米也有这样的教导。
First Ezra's teaching against unseparated marriages.
这个以斯拉的教导。
His prayer is Ezra 9.He mentioned that God would not have His people take the sons and daughters of heathen people to be their own.
因为他的祷告，他提到说，上帝不要他们娶的这个外邦人的儿子那个丈夫。
He reminded the people they should not repeat the sin of joining in affinity with these heathen people.
据说上帝他提醒这些百姓呢，据说他们不要再重复犯了这样的罪，跟这些。上帝所憎怒的人，通过一个事情。
Israel later called this a trespass and transgression.
这个后来就说这个是一个罪。
For a person to marry a child of the pagans.
定的这样的罪，据说以色列人跟这些异邦的通。
The reason may be racial as well as religious.
这个可能是那个理由，可能是种族的这个事情，也是可以说在宗教这一方面的理由。
But Nehemiah taught very clearly against unseparated marriages. He made a covenant that they would not take their daughters to the people of the land. And their daughters would not take wives of people, the husbands of the land either. He cursed them and contended with them concerning this.
那个尼希米要很清楚的这样教导，他还祝福他们，还跟他们争论。
He said very clearly in this verse, Nehemiah 10:25.
在那个尼希米的第十章二十五节很清楚的说。
You shall not give your daughters unto their sons.
不将我
男家的女儿嫁。Nor take their daughters unto your sons.Or for yourselves. This was a clear cut case of separated marriage instead of unseparated. Other questions?
So in the time of Ezra, right? You see that? In the time of Ezra, some of them got married already with children. So how do you settle this?
Right. Time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在那个以斯拉跟那个尼希米的时代。
Ezra settled it, Nehemiah settled it to break off the marriage with the heathen.
是要跟那个要分开了。
Because the children spoke half in the Israelites' language and half of the heathen language.
这些儿女呢，已经是那个一半是讲那个犹太那个希伯来文， 地方是讲那个什么地方。
I think after the split off, break off, the husband provided for that woman.
据说这些丈夫跟他们这个人太分开以后呢，他也能供应他的需要。
Probably helped her with food and stuff like that.
可能给他们食物等等，帮助他。
No marriage. That's the way they dealt with it at that time.
就是在当时候就解决这个问题。
The reason would be that there would be no separation in the families. And if this continued, there would be no pure line for the Lord Jesus Christ to be born.
因为如果这样保持下去呢，就没有这个很纯粹的这个大卫的后裔。
Remember, Ezra and Nehemiah, there was very serious reasons against these unscriptural marriages.
就是那个尼希米跟那个以斯拉很清楚的教导是这样，是在婚姻方面要分别做。
So, another question.
还有一个，如果有一个人，他因为中国人很多嘛，到处都有老婆嘛，然后他不是他已经有几个老婆，然后他有钱了，然后他有一天来到教会来听了，然后怎么处理他老婆，然后那个老婆几个孩子。
So if a Chinese guy, you know, had a lot of wives, but later on he became a Christian, how would he solve this situation?
I don't know, I guess he'd ask Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong, Mao Zedong,
who's dead? I don't know, I would say he would certainly take care of them.
She
could take care of them as far as their needs, basically. Maybe supply food and lodging.
For,
if he was able. That's a very good question. If he were scriptural, he should try to do that.
就是要按照这个圣经的教导，他信主以后。
It would not be easy for him.
我知道不容易。
And if he was, say, a man of means and wealth to do that,
如果他经济方面还好，可以去说要照顾他们的需要。
In fact, in the Old Testament, there's something stated that
在旧约也有这样的教导。
That when a person did not want to marry the wife that he was going to marry,
据说我不想娶那个女人。
He had to provide for different aspects of health.
他需要照顾他们，就是要供应他们的需要。
So that would be one way of handling it, I think.
这个可能是其中一个办法。
Any other question?
I'm curious about the
Did he marry this strong woman before they were Christian? They were both Christian? Both stayed? He got himself into it. He's got to stay with
it.
He knew before they married she was strong. She was more intelligent than he. And she could do many more things than he. He should be glad that she can help him. It's not always the case that the man is more intelligent than the wife. Sometimes that's right, sometimes that's not right. Sometimes they're equally intelligent and able. But they've got to learn to live together, even though that's difficult. Mrs. Wade and I have lived together for 65 years. And we all have our talents and abilities. She has things that I do not have. I have things that she does not have.
有一些他有的，有一些是我们。
And sometimes we differ.
我们有的时候也不同的想法。
Sometimes we battle.
所以有的时候我们也会争斗。
But we make up.
但是我们,
we love each other.
我们还是能继续下来。
We're thankful for the different talents each of us have.
每一个人有不同的才干。
I'm thankful for hers, and I think she's thankful for mine.
我们就彼此接纳，也彼此能感恩。
So you have to keep on keeping up. That's the difficult thing in choice of young people today. How do Christians know that man and that woman, both saved, should be the ones for them to marry?
据说他们上帝的旨意是这个人就是上帝为他所安排的。
It almost takes a miracle to keep people together.
就好像需要神神迹出现。
But it must be the Lord. The standard must be there with both people, husband and wife. Both of them not only should say they're going to stay together, they don't believe in divorce. But they should mean it, not just say it, but mean it. So difficult to have this stand
today.
I recommend no Christian girl or no Christian boy marry until both are totally dedicated to the scriptures and to the Lord Jesus Christ. If they're not totally dedicated to the Lord and to His Word, they will break up. Some break up after the first argument. Some after the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh. But they must stick together no matter what. That's why I very seldom want to marry anybody. In early marriages, break up. They say one thing and they do another. So I'm glad when nobody wants me to marry them anymore. I don't have faith in these two people coming before me to marry.
我没有这样信心啊，说这个两个人啊，能继续他们的婚姻。
That's pathetic.
这个是。
Take 10 minutes and we'll see you then.
我们再休息10分钟。